This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, being in the sciences like I am, I'm always fascinated by why do we have the things we have? When people said the appendix is a useless organ, I was like, no, I'm not buying that. I don't think the appendix is useless. Nature wouldn't have it in our bodies. God wouldn't make it, however, whatever we believe. I don't think anything is useless in our body. I mean, my ovaries might now be, but you know, for the most part, everything usually has a purpose, and it comes to be that I'm not that wrong, because we think that the appendix is a little tube, it's a tubular structure that houses zillions of bacteria, so that when we lose our flora in our intestine due to an illness or antibiotics or some diarrhea, the appendix protects those from the main colon issue and can squirt out the new bacteria into the intestine. We think that's one of the functions of the appendix. Now, people live fine without an appendix, but it doesn't mean it's a useless organ. So one thing that plagues a lot of us women is, why do we cry more than men? I don't want to cry more than men. Most of the time, if I tear, I don't want to tear. Like, if I get mad, I'll start to cry. I don't want to cry. I want to get mad. Yep. Husband ticks me off. I want to go into the living room, tell him what I want to tell him, completely just, you know, tell him off. And before I can do that, the tears come. I don't want to be crying. And this plagues a lot of us women. Why the heck do we cry when we're mad? Men cry too, but we see it a lot more often in biological females. Why? Well, researchers think that maybe there is an evolutionary advantage to women's tears. They think it provides a protective response because when they tested men, they found it would reduce men's aggression by 40% if they smelled women's tears. Is that interesting? This was published in PLOS Biology, and it may extend even to male tears as well. But the findings suggest that tears are a chemical blanket. This is being reported by Smithsonian Magazine, offering protection against aggression, and that this effect was common to rodents and humans and maybe other mammals as well. This is co-author Noam Sobel, a neurobiologist at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. Though limited research has examined the realm of human chemosignaling, we call it, the lab had previously observed that women's tears would lower men's testosterone levels. So if a woman is crying, a man is going to be less likely to be sexually charged or aggressive towards that woman. Why the evolutionary advantage? Why would that be? Well, maybe it's because if in the animal species, evolution wants us to propagate, a woman who's crying could be stressed, they could be in pain, and maybe they might not be the most fertile. So, yeah, and to maybe find another woman, female species, that is more happy. and will allow the pregnancy to go farther along biologically. I don't know. It's fascinating. Now, during the Hamas attack, when we heard what these women went through with the rapes and the mutilation, you know, and the stabbing while being raped, obviously those tears did nothing to stop the aggression. I wish it did. But maybe in the animal kingdom, if somebody doesn't realize that they could be hurting somebody, the tears are a sign, and that protects them. You know, when I see somebody cry, it does make me, you know, in fact, a lot of people want to just avoid somebody crying. I had a good friend of mine say, gosh, when a woman cries, I can't be around it. I don't want to be around it. Yeah, well, that's wonderful in terms of if, let's say, there was an argument between the two. So, it's interesting. Now, we have a lot of chemical communication. I believe our chemo signaling is a science that hasn't even unearthed all the possibilities. Pheromones, for example. Now, many people misconstrue what the pheromone smell is. I've had guy friends tell me, oh, yeah, I know when somebody has pheromones. I could tell. Yeah. And they go, you see that woman? I just smelled it. So I'll walk by, and I'm like, oh, she smells like she's having her period. Okay, if a woman's having her period, she's probably not as fertile. Right? So you're smelling something else. That's not a pheromone. Pheromones you can't tell. It's more subconscious that you're picking it up. But sweat can convey pheromones. A lot of social clues, a lot of odors and chemicals that can kind of men give it off as well. And so I think that we really do need to study that more. When it comes to COVID or infections, your warning sign that somebody could be sick is also protective. So if somebody has a really bad odor in their breath and it's strep, that is so odorous that you don't want to kiss that person. If somebody is yellow in the eyes and skin, they could have hepatitis. So you're aware I could get hepatitis from them. If somebody is throwing up is projectile. Yes, because there's a force, but it's because you don't want to be around that person because they, again, have something that they can give you. So it's fascinating, the protective aspects of it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right. So I live in Southern Nevada. I love living in Southern Nevada. I miss the snow. We never really get to have a white Christmas. Every once in a while, we might get snow. But the one thing about the desert is it gets pretty cold. And many of us across the United States are going to have a very, very cold New Year's Eve. And when we celebrate New Year's Eve, some of us may be indoors where it's nice and warm. Some of us may be outdoors. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, where we have an amazing fireworks show on the Strip. And so when you see the New Year's Eve celebrations across the world, we'll see Sydney, Australia first, because they cover Sydney, Australia first. And then when you go and you go across the globe, you see Paris. Then you'll see New Year's Eve in New York. And then as it goes across the United States, Las Vegas will be representing the Pacific Coast, or the western part of the United States. And it's fantastic, but it's dangerous. And hypothermia is a real, real concern. So is frostbite and frostnip. So we need to talk about that. Because come the next day, New Year's Eve day, as an ER doc, when I once was an urgent care physician, you got the calls, seeing these things happen, and it's so preventable. You know, I hate seeing medical conditions that are preventable. I hate seeing people lose their toes, lose their fingers, lose the tips of their ears. So we need to talk about it. So first and foremost, try to avoid the cold, if you can. I get that New Year's Eve dresses. Okay, like I'm wearing a turtleneck right now. Okay, turtlenecks are not sexy. I get that. So New Year's Eve, you want to wear something, spaghetti strap, cute, high heels. Okay, I'm in a turtleneck and boots, and you know what? I am done dressing up for New Year's Eve. If I'm going to be outside, I got to have my feet protected. I'm not going to be wearing the cutest little shoes. Now, same thing, men. Yep, I get a big, thick coat, not very sexy. But it's more important that you be alive. You're not sexy when you're blue and cold. So, one, our dress is an issue. CDC estimates, by the way, that we lose 1,500 to almost 2,000 people a year due to hypothermia. And what hypothermia is where your temperature drops. You normally were about, what, 98.6? Although there's been some studies debating that. Some of us are lower, some of us are higher. Once you start to drop and you go into maybe 95 degrees, you'll start having increase in respiratory rate, increased heart rate, confusion. Your glucose and sugar stores will get used up. And you can unfortunately start becoming very confused, lose cognitive deficit. You might start ripping off your clothes. When somebody starts saying they're hot and they want to take off their clothes, that's a sign of hypothermia or frostbite because their skin is hurting. Why? What happens? Well, your body wants to shunt blood to the main, your body thinks your brain and the heart are the most important. I know some of you think you have a third organ that needs to get all the blood supply, but the body doesn't care about that. And so anything that's sticking out, anything that's extraneous, not going to get the blood. It's going to be shunted away towards the heart, towards the brain. So the tips of your ears, your nose, penis, fingers, toes, extremities, these are things that are going to start to lose blood supply. When you start to lose blood supply, it becomes hypoxic. It starts to have tissue injury. The tissue can actually start to die in a micro sense. And so, unfortunately, you will have a snowball effect unless you start to warm up these body parts or get out of the cold. Difficulty walking, difficulty speaking, shivering, apathy. So if you are out there on Christmas Eve waiting for fireworks or hanging out with people and you notice your friend apathetic, dude, it's New Year's Eve. Yeah. What are you going to say to yourself? Are you going to say to yourself he's drunk? He's stammering around going, yeah, it's New Year's. That might be hypothermia. You have got to watch your buddy. If your buddy is apathetic, is sitting there quiet, is looking like they're half asleep, don't just say he's drunk. Right? He could be hypothermic. Get him indoors or her indoors. Do not mess around. So somebody who's hypothermic may slur their speech, confuse their words, stammer around, have slow reaction time. They may be hungry. I'm hungry. You just ate, dude. I'm hungry. They could be hypothermic. You got to get them indoors. Do not give them more alcohol. Do not say, all right, you know, some warm eggnog is going to wake you up. No, no, no. So if at all you suspect hypothermia, you got to call 911. Do not try to fix this yourself. You can't use, like I said, warm drinks per se to fix what could be a medical emergency. So call 911. They will recommend warm blankets. They will recommend taking off any wet clothes. So if they have wet socks or wet clothes, 911 may tell you remove any wet clothes. Now, don't be saying, oh, you know, she, this dress has a little bit of a splatter on it. Let's take the dress off. None of that stuff, okay? But wet clothes can possibly cause loss of transfer of heat. So you got to make sure. Put blankets on them. Try to warm the skin. You might have to use parts of your body to warm that person up until paramedics arrive. You got to be careful with hot water. Many people say, boil hot water. Boil some water. Don't be putting boiling water on somebody. Not to mention, remember, their skin now is very vulnerable because the blood is shunted away. So now the skin is thin. It's possibly has lost moisture. You'll really scald and burn them. So be very careful with hot water. You got to be careful. Avoid alcohol. But if you are going to be out there, wear multiple layers of clothing. Understand your local weather. Look it up. Even if it says, okay, well, it's only going to be about 40 degrees. Look at the wind. Determine if there's going to be a wind chill. Because wind could make it feel a lot colder than it is. Have extra pairs of clothes. Always have an extra pair of dry socks. Right? Change your clothes. If you get wet, somebody spills on you, change your clothes. Check with your medical provider to see if your medications are putting you at risk. Hypothyroidism could put you at risk for hypothermia, as well as the medications themselves could put you at risk. Narcotics, certain medications could actually make you more susceptible to cold. And then you got to watch your kids. You know, these kids that are out there, grandma, you got to make sure that they also or because they might not be able to understand that they could be losing things. So frostbite and frostnip, it comes in degrees, just like burns. So first degree frostbite we call frostnip. And that's where you start to look pale. Your skin may look white, red, blue. It's not that we're celebrating 4th of July on New Year's Eve. It's we could be, again, the blood shunting away. Tingling, numbness, prickly feeling. Parts of your body could feel cold. Second degree frostbite, now the lips may turn blue. You'll have more prominent changes in skin color. More pallor, looking more pale. Your skin may look waxy or it may look more firm. You might start to blister because it's second degree. You might sting, swell, burning sensation. If you've never seen third degree frostbite, go online and look up the pictures. Third degree frostbite, the skin is turning black. You have blisters, numbness, not good. And so frostbite could damage the nerves. So when people say, but it doesn't hurt, I'm fine. Remember, the blood is shunting. The nerves may not be working as well. So you got to cover the ears, cover your nose, cover your face. As you age, just because you were able to do New Year's Eve outside when you were 22, doesn't mean you could do it when you're 42. Things change. So how do we treat frostbite? Well, we use warm water baths, nothing hot. If we think you already have necrosis or gangrene, you might have to have surgery, debridement. Hyperbaric oxygen we might use to push oxygen to the tissues. Antibiotics if we think you're going to get an infection. Pain medication, physical therapy. But the thing is, it's just preventive. All right? Avoid alcohol. Make sure you don't stand outside. Have plan B. Don't get wet. Have extra clothes, extra socks, layers, lots of layers. You can still look cute. You can still look sexy. Right? Just make sure you have a thick, comfortable coat. I get it. A lot of pictures. Your health comes first. And if you've ever lost part of your nose to frostbite or part of your ears, you may never want a selfie again. So I'd rather you do a healthy selfie than be unhealthy. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. The former Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark A. Morgan, said the southern border is increasingly porous due to a surge of individuals seeking entry into the U.S. He's been a strong critic of the Biden administration, saying these surges are basically de facto amnesty. The U.S. Department of Justice says it will sue the state of Texas if it enforces a new law punishing illegal border crossings. The new law makes crossing the Texas-Mexico border between ports of entry a Class B misdemeanor, punishable by potentially 6 months in jail. Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida said that his home was swatted on Wednesday night. He posted on X about the incident yesterday, saying that those who made the call wasted the time and resources of law enforcement. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we lost a lot of celebrities in 2023. Tina Turner, Harry Belafonte, Suzanne Somers. I can't name all of them. But one celebrity that hit a lot of people hard, I think they all did, but especially the death of Matt Perry, Friends star, really sent a lot of reverberations. And Matt Perry, who was on Friends, had been in his jacuzzi, his hot tub, when he was found dead. And so there has been little bits and pieces coming out from the coroner's office, heart disease, some narcotics in his system, ketamine, I believe ketamine. And I'm not sure if there were I have to recheck that if there were medications that were there to fight opioids or if there was some baseline opioids in the system. And what has been a main question is how could somebody who has all the resources in the world, one of America's favorite sitcom stars, not been able to be successful when it came to recovery? I meet people all the time who were able to successfully recover. Now, the reason why I don't meet a lot of people who haven't recovered or successfully go through rehab is that there's a chance they died. Or there's a chance they're on the street. But when people struggle with addictions, and there are many people who do, you know, one thing that seems to really fail a lot of our homeless individuals or veterans who struggle with pain is access to health care, is money. You have Matt Perry, who lives in Southern California, lives in Southern California, view of the city, with a jacuzzi where he could have a view of the city, still struggle. And a recent report said he overdosed on ketamine. Ketamine helps cause anesthesia, or amnesia, as well as anesthesia. And it looks like, you know, he was still in pain. He was struggling. Contrary to claims in his 2022 memoir, there have been many people and sources say he never was clean. He might have gotten clean, but he still was using OxyContin and other things. And, you know, we aren't here to necessarily, you know, speak badly about Matt Perry. I want him to be able to rest in peace. But a question that many people have is if they have a loved one who is struggling, and we have a lot of people in our beautiful country struggling with narcotics and opioids. If Matt Perry couldn't overcome, how do they overcome? Now, he had a 24-hour, you know, 7-day-a-week nursing team. He had a $6 million Pacific Palisades home. He had a live-in sober companion. Still died. Reports say he might have had casual hookups that would sneak him in illicit drugs so nobody could see. And he said he would meet girls on dating apps. And, you know, I hate to see somebody like that struggle. Because when you fall in love with Chandler Bing and the characters on Friends, you know, you're thinking, I'll be there for you. You know, this may not be your day, your week, or even your year. You know, anybody, you know, who would have had, you know, access to help would have been him. And unfortunately, he didn't. And so, when it comes to addiction, it's not easy, people. And I wrote a book on addiction basics with Caitlin Kalikas. Addiction is an acronym we've made an acronym of it. So not only are you addicted to an object or activity, you could be dependent on them. You could get depressed if you don't satisfy your addiction. And the depression could be worse than the addiction, the pain you have. When somebody is addicted to narcotics, the withdrawal is so painful that the path of least resistance is just continuing to take the narcotics. It's still deadly. But that's why people will still use. Because the withdrawal is so bad. The I in addiction is irritated when somebody asks about their addiction. C is you're trying to be covert, or you try to cover it up, or you do covert actions, such as maybe having people on dating apps bring you things. T is the tolerance to the object or activity. I is interferes with the ability to function or work. O is occupied or preoccupied with the addiction. And then N is negative results from the addiction or withdrawal. And so when you look at that, addiction is not just a one simple move. It's a whole complex. And it's very tricky. And so for those of you who say, well, you know, I'm not addicted to drugs. I'm not. How many of you are addicted to sugar? You can't let go of your carbs. Let's say you love carbs and somebody said, sorry, no bread, no cookies. you might have an issue. Somebody telling you, sorry, you can't have any alcohol on the holidays or New Year's, no more. You start to feel anxious. You start to think about it. It starts to pervade your thoughts. You might have an addiction. For those people who really struggle with understanding what addiction could be for somebody, imagine, let's say you need your phone for work, for school, and somebody takes your phone away and says you have to function without a phone or your smartphone or internet. You're going to panic. You're going to beg. You're going to plead. You're going to find workarounds. Now, some of us are addicted to our phones. Some of us are just so dependent on our phones because of work. And because and society made us do that. Just like TikTok, this is a design for us to be dependent on little snippets of entertainment or news. But, you know, many of us suffer from some sort of an addiction. Now, I cut carbs, but if there's a piece of chocolate cake with chocolate frosting, chocolate chips just sitting there, I'm going to want to stick my fork into it. I don't even care if it's my own. We were at a restaurant, and my husband saw a half a piece of chocolate cake get taken back to the kitchen. He's like, I wanted to stick my fork in that. Now, do we say we're addicted to chocolate? We might joke about it. But some people, literally, they can't get away from it. They're energy drinks. They're diet soda. Shopping. When you go online, are you noticing you're shopping every day? Are you getting sucked in to purchasing things that you really don't need? So, you know, I'm not here to do a commercial for a book, but I can't do the topic justice. Whether it's gambling, drinking, nicotine, drug use, gaming, shopping, video games. We haven't even talked about video games tonight. Today. Sex, porn. You know, a lot of us suffer from addictions. Me, I love my chocolate, and I need my phone. And I need internet access to work. I wouldn't do well. If you said, sorry, have I been off social media? Yeah, it's liberating, it's fine. Have I shut my phone off for hours at a time? Yes, and I've loved it. But because of the line of work, I need to be responsive to people reaching out to me. But you need to learn how to identify the signs. You need to learn how to set limits to your screen time, spending, eating. You need to learn how to manage stress. You need to treat the underlying factors that can make you vulnerable. So if you're using drugs and that's making you more vulnerable to other drugs, you need to maybe stop doing those. If you have depression, anxiety, we need to treat that. And always recruit family members and friends for support. Me and Kaylin Kalikas wrote a book called Addiction Basics. You can find it on my website at drdahlia.com or on Amazon, Addiction Basics. And it kind of is a really, really good review of this. But if not, you know, talk to your medical provider, talk to friends and family, but don't let things go because it didn't work out well for Matt Perry. May he rest in peace. 1-877-DRDAHLIA.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time to get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So even though I love to be optimistic about things, I'm very honest about things. And many of you will see headlines that are, I think, just clickbait, where these headlines want to get you to click on it. And so you'll hear this expert says that the economy is going to be a disaster. We're going to have the biggest crash next year. We're going to, and you guys might know more about the economy than I. But the one thing that is already sending a lot of reverberations and ripples is this Assembly Bill 1228 that passed in California and was signed into law by Governor Gavin Newsom. That has now mandated to a $20 minimum wage for fast food workers that is going to take effect in April. So we are slowly starting to see some of the ripples. as Pizza Hut has reportedly fired 1,200 drivers before this wage comes into effect. This new law has been one of the most contentious. The bill would have gone up to $22 an hour and hold franchise corporations accountable for labor law violations at individual locations. But the Fast Food Council created a new law. I think that was signed AB 257, like benefits like paid leave, predictive scheduling to be introduced. Fast food companies took action, held a referendum on the minimum wage, and after months of back and forth, AB 1228 would be altered to have a minimum wage hike up to $20 an hour as opposed to $22. Local governments prohibited from raising it even further. Why? Well, there was going to be changes in some of the other provisions. And so they made this deal, but there's already been some dire consequences. Now, I understand that a $7.25 minimum wage federally is not cutting it. And it's because we have ridiculously allowed things to balloon up and not 3% inflation. I'm seeing things 50 to 100 to 200%. I've seen makeup, toothpaste, kitty litter, cat food, stationery. It's ridiculous. And so I understand that workers need to be able to support themselves. Look at rent. Look at gas. But the problem is what do you think these franchises are going to do if now their labor is up at $20 an hour? Well, Pizza Hut has laid off 1,200 people. L.A., Orange, Riverside, Sacramento, Ventura, San Bernardino. McDonald's and Chipotle, they're going to up the prices. We're being told that many places are now already starting to figure out how to shuffle. See, when these laws pass, the narrative is that these companies make so much money that they have the money to do this, that they could raise the wages, and that, you know, they should just dig deeper into their pockets. But the reality of it is they're not going to say, all right, we'll go deeper into our pockets. No, they will fire any white-collar worker or executive or suit who doesn't figure out how to still keep the bottom line or profits rising. If any of these franchises show that they drop in price or they drop in profits, their stocks drop. And it could be a snowball effect. So they are spending day and night figuring out how to cover the higher wages. Do we buy cheaper ingredients? Do we shrink the size of the burger? There's a meme I'm going to be posting later showing you what a McDonald's Big Mac looks like in an advertisement versus what it looks like in real life. We've all seen it. The burgers look nothing like what they do in the advertisements. And all the tricks they use with smoke, all franchises do that with tricks of smoke and heat and melted cheese and all that. Is the food getting smaller? Cheaper ingredients? Are they going to automate more so they could just fire people? Cheaper to buy a machine. You notice self-serve drinks are going away in a lot of these franchises? You used to be able to drink something and then fill up before you leave. They're losing profit. So self-serve drinks, no. You could maybe ask for a refill and stand in line and wait, but none of this wasteful, oh, I got the wrong drink, let me pour it out and get a new one. Or stand there and drink, take another, put it back under the spout. Take another drink, put it back under the spout. They're getting rid of those. Your free napkins. Notice you don't know where the napkins are at a lot of these places. You have to ask them, they'll give you a couple. You're like, I need more than that. Everything is costing money. I want ranch dressing. They're going to charge for it. We're already seeing pizzas way expensive. Your side salad. And so, you know, whenever you raise prices or raise labor, you raise prices. When you raise prices, you have to raise labor. Well, it's ridiculous. $20 an hour employees, not only is that the wage, But also now the Social Security goes up. The Medicare, FICA, payroll taxes all rise because it's a percentage. And for those people that want health insurance and benefits, health insurance went up ridiculously. So now what we're going to be looking at is the only way these companies will save face and save their stock value is hiring fewer people, firing people, automating, or sticking it to the consumer. They're not going to let themselves lose money or lose profits. And once it's a law, you can't undo it. So 500,000 employees will benefit from this. And again, I think fast food work is very strenuous, especially when they don't get tips. So $20 an hour, I don't think they don't deserve it. I just don't think it's practical or realistic. Fast food workers work their butts off. You know, maybe, you know, a lower wage but allow tips. But people don't want to tip anymore. The tipping has gotten so damn ridiculous now. It's beyond comprehension where we've gone with tips. Where now it's just automatic. Gratuity used to be this is on our own volition. We're going to generously give you something extra. Now it's gratuity. Which gratuity you're picking? And they're going up to 30%. At some point, something's got to give. And I worry that that something is going to give in 2024. You know, you just can't. People are going to, even if they have the money, they're going to say, I can't be spending like that. A $20 beer in Las Vegas? Come on. $45 for parking? That's why Uber and Lyft just skyrocketed. People are done with that. The way rent is going up, bundling services, it's just too much. So, you know, if we do have mass layoffs, if the economy stalls, you know, people say, well, the stock market went up. Now, that's fantastic. I'm no economic expert. I'm glad the stock market goes up. Usually we do see, especially with retail, spending at Christmas time, we do see the stock market do pretty well. But I am really, really nervous. Hair places. I can't tell you how the $6 haircut is now a $25 haircut. People don't want to spend $25 for a $6 haircut anymore. They're going to cut their hair at home. Notice all the beards that are growing out. Saves you money on shaving and cream and time. You could trim your beard, make it look good, and you're done. So, I am a little nervous. 1-877-DOT-SELLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.